That's all psychic ability is. It's ability to sense and read those subtle energy fields. And you can't sense and read those subtle energy fields if you are up in the mind.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate women in their power, their authenticity, and their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and I help women to create what they desire from a place of radiance and flow, what I like to call sexy AF, their sexy AF self, their genius, their most authentic expression, their queen, their inner goddess, all of that power and beauty. So today is a solo episode where we go into a conversation, just the two of us. And I've decided to make these a little bit shorter and sweeter so that you can consume the content easier. So solo episodes will now be shorter and sweeter. So today I want to talk about presence because this is such an important topic. Honestly, I couldn't talk about this enough. I could just keep talking about it and it still probably wouldn't be enough. It's important to understand what presence is and to actively practice presence because in all honesty, presence is really where your power lies. You know, most of the time, we are up in our heads, and through that, we are either in the past, kind of reliving memories, or we are projecting into the future, which isn't here. What is here? Now is here. And when we're up in the mind, either in the past or in the future, what happens is we're not available to the information that is here now. This information is your psychic ability. Whether you think you're psychic or not, guess what you are? All humans are psychic. All humans are empathic. It's just some people have, you know, acquired that skill, recreated, reactivated that skill within themselves. But you have that potential no matter whether you know you have it or not. Psychic information is simply subtle information. It's the information, which aka light, it's a light spectrum that we don't see with our physical eyes. We would see, quote unquote, with our third eye and read and translate that light into information. Okay? That's all psychic ability is. It's ability to sense and read those subtle energy fields. And you can't sense and read those subtle energy fields if you are up in the mind, but projecting into the past or into the future. You have to be in this present moment to read all of that information. And psychic ability is very, very important for all of humanity. For one, you can really understand what's going on in a conversation. Okay, having psychic capacity along with empathic capacity, the ability to feel, really gives you the full spectrum of A, if somebody is telling the truth or not, and B, what their true intention is behind their words, which is important because there's a lot of misunderstanding in our society because people aren't present in the moment. They're just taking the words per their understanding of the word, per their projection of the word and perception of the word, rather than what the person speaking the word actually meant by the word, which is huge. It also gives you the ability to communicate more clearly because when you're in the present moment, You have access to information about somebody, how they're feeling, kind of where they're at energetically. And that can help you to connect to them and understand what could you say right now that would activate them, that would help them with their challenge, that would maybe shift them out of their current state of being. Now, of course, that's not your responsibility. But if you are a leader, if you are somebody who is managing or helping other people, or if you're in the service industry, being able to communicate and relate to people is, I mean, it's really just important in all of humanity, as well as being fully present allows you to know intuitively how to deliver your message, what you're trying to say, in a way that will be most received. Okay. I think we've all been in circumstances where we've said something and we were misunderstood, or we weren't received in the way that we were trying to relay the message. Okay. By being present in your body, you learn and know how, what words to use, what tone to use, even what body language to bring forth that will help your message to be received with the intention that you are desiring. As well as being present allows us to really tap into the streams of consciousness, our wisdom, our genius, our higher self that is always guiding us, supporting us, and helping us. These things are not available when you're up in your mind, when you're projected in the future and or in the past. So being present also gives you a lot of impact. This is something that I've been told a lot, just randomly by people in conversation. They will tell me that I have a very strong presence. And sometimes people find that intimidating in kind of a good way. They don't really know necessarily what's going to come, but they feel that I'm also simultaneously relaxed, right? And that gives them a sense of security, safety, which is very, very potent. Again, if you are trying to make an impression, if you are trying to get a point across, if you want to lead people, if you want other people to feel inspired by you, having presence is going to just speak for itself. The presence alone creates such an impact with people that are listening to you, seeing you, or meeting you. And lastly, I would say that presence really gives you, grants you accessibility to magic. So magic is basically just potentiality, actualized potentiality, right? Something that came into fruition, into the physical reality. And that might be something that we were working to create that we didn't know we could create as quickly or as powerfully or as potently as we did. Or it might be something along the lines of a miracle, something that we didn't necessarily even think was possible. Regardless of what the magic is just potentiality actualized. And again, when we are up in our heads and projecting into the future or the past, we aren't privy to those potentialities that are trying to actualize, that desire to actualize in this moment. So this is really huge if you are, you know, working on creating your reality consciously, because magic is always attempting to occur. And specifically when we're really consciously shifting our vibration into higher levels of consciousness, that really manifests magic. But if we're not present to the moment, we can't even see the potentials. We will miss the potentials. We will miss the opportunity to allow the magic to actualize in our life. So presence is really about being available to this moment now. And naturally, with a sense of presence is also, you know, aka being grounded. But I actually think presence is a step further than being grounded. Grounded is a step further from being just totally up in your head. Okay. So when we say somebody is grounded, wonderful. They are some level of embodied in their physical body. But I want to make a point that presence is actually a step further. Okay. So when you're present, there's again an energy of peace, of tranquility, of safety, of knowing, of wisdom that is really emanating from your being, which you can be grounded and still be in a lot of other energies. So again, it really brings forth an energetic impact to people that aren't even connected energetically. I get commented from people who like aren't conscious of energy about my presence. So it's really important to understand that even though we're speaking about energy, it can be felt by everybody. And so presence is being fully available to the here and now. And what that means is that you're not in a constant state of thought. It doesn't mean that you are without thought, because thoughts are still present. But you will find that the more present you become, the larger gaps there are between thoughts, or you may kind of get kind of like a group of thoughts as you think about something, and then there's a big gap between that group of thoughts and the next group of thoughts. So more and more time is spent between thought, without thought. And this is really the power of presence, because this is where pure consciousness, beingness, isness exists. This is where we're really tapping into creativity, vision, insight, and intuition that is on a much grander scale than our human mind can ever really create in and of itself. So when we think of geniuses like Albert Einstein and people who have invented and created really important things in humanity, they had a level of connection to streams of consciousness. This is why they were, quote unquote, beyond their time, because consciousness has no time, obviously, and it contains all of the information, all of the potentiality. So if you're really trying to create in new ways, or you're a visionary, you're a trailblazer, right? You're really a step ahead of everybody else. This is the kind of work that is absolutely imperative, because it connects you to that stream of consciousness, to consciousness itself. So that's the main aspect of presence that I want you to understand, is it's really feeling embodied in the moment now, and more time without thought, which means your brain waves are slowed down. Now, it doesn't mean that you're in that state all the time. You will fluctuate between a variety of different states where there's higher thought and lower thought. But again, on an average and an overall, you're spending more time in a slower brainwave, less thought, more beingness and stillness. So how do we become present? How do we practice presence? I love practicing presence by focusing on three things. You know how we always say that men can have a list of three things in their head before you need to give them a physical thing? That's because our mind is really good at focusing on a maximum of three things at one time. Okay. So the three things that you can focus on, for one, you can focus on a point of touch. If you're sitting, I really like and prefer to use the point of touch of my sit bones to what I'm sitting on. Okay. So that's one point of touch. You focus, bring your awareness to, your attention to where your sit bones are touching the seat, and you hold your focus there. Okay. The second thing is your breath. So as you're focused on that point of touch, you are simultaneously feeling and noticing the natural movement of your breath in and out. And thirdly, you are focused on any sound in the room. That could be no sound, or that could be sound, okay? The sounds of the room. So you're focused on those three things at once. If you do this, you will find kind of a release as you connect into all three of those points, become present. Even if just for a moment, you will feel like, that feels better. And then you may go right back up into your mind. Of course, it takes practice, practice, practice. And the more you practice this, which can literally be done any time of your day while you're doing anything, then the easier it is to come into that state and remain in that state. Then, when you're in a stressful environment, a stressful experience, circumstance, you can actually remain present, okay, which is huge because this allows you to really critically think, to think from a place of calm and stillness rather than reactionary, okay? Which can really make or break any circumstance. If you are acting from a place of alignment and stillness, or peace and calm at least, versus reacting from a place of fear, anxiety, worry, doubt, etc. Those two are vastly different and will dictate what that experience further creates in your life. So this has been the short and sweet of the energy of presence, the why, the what, and the how. As always, I appreciate you so very much for being a listener to the Ecstatic Woman, and please share this short and sweet snippet with other people around you. And as always, every Tuesday are these short and sweet solo episodes, and every Thursdays are our guest episodes. Thank you so much. Much love to you.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.